because of foreign wars we wage. More to do with the colors blue and red. Too many laws and too much government. Can you tell me where the Constitution went? The Bill of Rights is just hanging by a thread. So many people trying to cross the border. Politicians build a new world order. Too many minds are convinced they should be led. I've gotta be free the way God made men, and I won't be ruled by the damned who went. Taking your rights to self-defense. They say you're safe, but they don't make sense. Not turn into guns. All the food is always asking for. All the bodies made out of foreign shores. Come a day when there'll be real hell to pay. I've gotta be free the way God made men, and I won't be ruled by the damned.
Hello and welcome to today's broadcast of Tapping to the Truth. Hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are and whatever you may be doing, with all the usual caveats, of course. I, however, am not just all kinds of wackiness going on, but I do want to give a special shout out to Chief, host Simple Facts of Life, for trying to step up and help out for just a little bit. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Of course, connection issues and updates that didn't get updated earlier in the day. And once all the adjustments were made, boom, finally was able to get things squared away. But it's been such an adventure here lately with BTR. I really think I'm going to have to make some serious changes in the very near future. But thank you so much for being here. As always, I appreciate it. I have lost basically the first half hour of the show for what I was planning on discussing today. But before I get into any of the topics, obviously I'm going to be pushed rather hard to try and get there. We'll try to have a more regular second hour. But we'll focus on a single topic this hour, and we will do the little mid-hour break here momentarily. But before we do that, I want to bring back onto the air Chief, host of Simple Facts of Life. I'm going to unmute him again right now, and I'm going to thank him on air publicly for trying to help me out as I was struggling to get on air. Chief, thank you for stepping up and being willing to handle the microphone duties till I could get squared away and help make sure that it wasn't just complete and total dead air while in case somebody popped in. Thank you, sir.
Oh, well, yeah. No problem. Of course, you know, Blog Talk Radio has that goofy music, so it's all good. You know, we can listen to that. But yeah, I saw you having problems, and I do it, and I had plenty to talk about because you were listening to my show, and you know, I kind of just went right to the end, and I still didn't get to everything because I rambled on too long about my first topic. So there it is. I could have talked for quite a while.
But well, that is
you've got a lot to get to.
All right. Well, again, I still wanted to thank you publicly. I certainly appreciate it. And as always, sir, good luck in out. And a great show earlier, by the way. It was one of those situations where there was a lot to be said. And with New Orleans in the chat room challenging some of these premises, doing the regular uber leftist thing that he likes to do, plenty to have respond to. It would have been real easy for you to gotten further off, but it was a great show. And again, thank you so much, sir. Real quick, though, before I mute you off and do the mid-hour break rolls and try to get back to a regular schedule, let everybody know where they can find your show. I think it works better when you do it than when I go down.
Well, just Blog Talk Radio. The actual address is blogtalkradio.com/QMCUSN, or I guess you can just go into the search bar and search Simple Facts of Life. And we talk about personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability.
All right, sir. Again, thank you so very, very much. And some point in the very near future, we need to get back to what we were doing where you joined me on some of these Sunday shows. I've been missing that, but I've been having so many tech issues, I've been almost afraid to schedule anybody. But once again, thank you so much, sir.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not already, please check out Simple Facts of Life. Great show. It's 30 minutes, so sometimes it's tough to get everything in, like you were saying, especially when there's a lot to get to. But just a phenomenal show, a lot of great stuff. And he does these great little sometimes, yeah, almost don't know where he's going, but he always brings it around to one of the very basic, very simple facts of life, and he's always correct. Sometimes he uses our modern news stuff. Sometimes he uses pop culture references. Sometimes he goes way back into the history vault, but it's always worthwhile. And he's on live on Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I trust you can adjust your time zone accordingly. And of course, he is also got a very, very healthy amount of past broadcasts carefully critiqued in the archives. So you can do either of that. So let's go ahead and take that mid-hour break since I've taken up almost the entirety of the first half hour trying to get online. And when we come back, we'll jump in with the first topic of the day. Don't go anywhere. Let's see if the switchboard is working properly and see if I can get some of these audios to play. Don't go anywhere. Either way, I will be right back. Fingers crossed.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
It is amazing how differently our Creator views us as opposed to what globalist elites think about we the people. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. God created man in his own image and gave him dominion over all the animals of the earth. Even after Adam and Eve fell from grace, God still gave us brains and expected mankind to seek his wisdom and advance positively in all aspects of life. God gave mankind the ability to acquire knowledge and expects us to recognize our unalienable rights, as did the founding fathers of the United States. Now contrast that with American leftists like former President Barack Obama, who stated, quote, "For the international order that we have worked for generations to build, ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs," unquote. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign, unquote. There you have it, folks. On one hand, God, our Creator, wants us to be as great as possible and to rule and reign with His Son, Jesus Christ, eventually. while global elites want to kick God out of society and for us to surrender to them as if they were God. Do you globalist elites?
Forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. In this period of sequester of millions of Americans, including veterans, health care is even more important. The Department of Veterans Affairs Video Connect mobile application enables you to connect with the virtual medical room. In the virtual medical room, you can participate in a video healthcare visit. A hands-on physician examination is not required. You access your provider on a scheduled date and time, just like a face-to-face visit at the clinic examining room. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Get enrolled in the VA healthcare system. Have an email account where the link to the virtual medical room can be sent. For more information about this important service, go to va.gov, search for VA Video Connect Service. Quality healthcare is just a click away. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, America. This is Tim Tapp on behalf of the Tap into the Truth Voter Apathy Project. Are you someone that believes that the Obama administration was the most transparent presidential administration in history with zero scandals? Do you believe that Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump in 2016 because of misogyny? Then you have what it takes to be part of the Voter Apathy Project. You've already demonstrated that you don't care enough to learn about the IRS targeting of Tea Party groups. A little thing called Benghazi. A matter of 30,000 plus missing emails sent to a private server. Or Fast and Furious. And I mean the gun running to Mexican drug cartels, not the movie franchise. Yes, that's right. If you don't care enough to learn about small details like these, then maybe you should just stay home on election day. Because if you don't care enough to tap into the truth, then you should just stay home. This has been Tim Tapp for the Tap into the Truth Voter Apathy Project.
Pet Connect Plus offers a connection to your pet, living or past, with the use of Tarot. Ruby, the owner and intuitive reader for Pet Connect Plus, will make a connection to your pet for guidance on specific questions in general past, present, and future readings of your pet. A connection with an owner and a pet together will run $55 for 50 minutes, or a connection with one pet alone is $35 for 30 minutes. What a deal! Pet Connect Plus can be found at PetConnectPlus.com and on Facebook at Pet Connect Plus. Connect with Pet Connect Plus so we can make a connection with your beloved pet to provide them with a fulfilling and rewarding relationship with you. Get connected today. PetConnectPlus.com.
Enough is enough. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Democrats, rhinos, and assorted globalist pigs have had their moment in the political and dragon media spotlight. Dr. Fauci, Scarf Lady, Dr. Birx, and many others with leftist politicians all conspired together to shut down our economy and try to extinguish the flame of liberty, all in the name of overcoming the Corona China virus. The leftist Democrats have no legal way of defeating President Trump in the upcoming election because, at the very least, a slim but growing majority of Americans will not go along with the Democrat leftist plans to fundamentally transform our constitutionally limited republic into a mob-ruled democracy that would make all of us needy dependents upon an all-knowing, centralized, one-size-fits-all, globalist-oriented, and demented government. The order to shut down all businesses and churches was more about creating an atmosphere of gloom and doom and the acceptance of government domination. If social distancing was so necessary, why were close-quarter abortions allowed?
while social distance church services were attempted to be shut down. My fellow Americans, safety without liberty is tyranny. Enough is enough. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Food independence, emergency preparedness, self-reliance. MyPatriotSupply.com. Get our survival seed vault and feed your family from your own garden for just $37.95. Our non-hybrid heirloom seeds are genuinely American, just like you. Your survival needs and survival seeds are at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Self-reliance. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back after that start of the show break, start of the show for me. Was talking to Chief, evidently, not Chief, I'm sorry, Chief stepped up and covered for me for a little while to try to make sure that nobody who came to the live show ran away. But was talking to Cajun and thinks it would be best for rebroadcast purposes to still try to kind of just cut the show in half with the time remaining. So we will be running a little past the hour as we go to try to add about a 45 minute on each side of said hour, and we'll do a little bit of a break for the reset. And the reason we try to do the reset is because there's a lot of great radio stations out there that listen to the rebroadcast. That's right. We now are doing live simulcasts with WCET FM as well as High Point Radio on Wednesday nights for the first hour. We'll be doing that on Friday nights for the first hour starting this Friday as the Ron Edwards American Experience is taking the 4 p.m. time slot, which is where the rebroadcast of this show normally is. And, of course, we're still doing live simulcast on both those stations on Sundays from 3 to 5 for the full duration of the 2 hours. In the meanwhile, everything else is rebroadcast. We're rebroadcast not only at WCET FM, but we're also rebroadcast over at High Point Radio, 1690 AM, of course. We're rebroadcast at KYAH, 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. We're rebroadcast on KDIL, 105.7 FM in Kennewick, Washington, and at KOII, 94.5 FM in Flagstaff, Arizona. So I want to thank all you guys, and I apologize. I don't know how closely all the engineers who are capturing the audio for this are paying attention, so they may just grab so much time and play it as a block, and if that's the case, a lot of this broadcast isn't going to make much sense to you guys. I certainly hope they're at least paying as much of attention as Cajun does. Cajun's so very dedicated to what he does. Does a lot of hard work, and I want to give a special hat tip to him once again. Goes well out of his way to do a lot of good work. All right, now, I do have some stuff I need to get to. So before I go any further, I know Casey, who's normally hanging out at the WCETFM.com chat room and is listening to the show, is always there first and foremost. Thank you for being here, Casey. I understand Casey was asking about my ankle injury again, and I did not see that on the message until well after last time I had an opportunity to say anything. So, Casey, again, thank you for asking. I appreciate you caring enough. I actually did manage to go get some honest-to-goodness medical non-emergency room assistance this week. Went and got x-rays this Monday, and Fortunately, I seem to be on my way to getting some mending and being well. I'm still not able to walk normally, but I am walking on crutches now, with thanks again to my loving wife, who did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to help me out with that. So special thanks to her, as is always the case. Always doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I do appreciate it, even if I'm not as vocal as I should be at the time. But anyway, that's where I'm at. Better. I may actually even be able to get back to work, hopefully as early as next week, maybe even a little earlier, at work at the day job, that is. I have now, with the crutches, I'm able to kind of do the little bit of walking that I need to do, and I can put as much pressure on and kind of get back into that range of taking it easy, getting the exercise and getting the development that I need to do without being forced to do more than I'm ready to do. So it really has made a world of difference already in what I've been able to do. So so thank you for asking, and thank you for caring. And I hope that didn't completely do the rest. Chief in the chat room's asking, has the day job called me back? And unfortunately for me, I mean, it's fortunate for everybody else at the company. Unfortunately for me, not able to go because of the ankle. Yes, they have. It's not something that I can really maneuver with the boots I've been having to wear, because it's an open-toed bit, and hopefully I can – I don't think I can maneuver too well with the crutches either, so I've got to get where I can walk. I do have a brace that I can wear in shoe, and then I can get back into action, and I can probably keep the crutches close to my desk. I spend about a little less than half of my – workload ordinarily at the desk. Now, of course, they're still willing to work with me and keep me away from that as much as possible, but I've still got to be able to walk through the facility. It's a food manufacturing facility, and when you're doing quality assurance stuff, you've got to be able to go see things, and you've got to be able to check on folks in person, not just through security cameras, so that they know you're actually paying attention. They don't know how much you're eyeballing them, but through the cameras, but they know when you walk through and do all the usual stuff. So hopefully I can get back to that as soon as possible, because even though I still have yet to get the first penny from unemployment, presumably at some point I will get one big cash sum, as I'm supposed to, but that dollar amount is no longer adding. the jackpot's not getting any bigger, if you will. But to answer your question, Chief, yes, we have gotten a callback, and hopefully I can get there before any other economic things pop up that might endanger us being able to continue, because as the economy opens up, we're still a manufacturer that relies very heavily on tourist locations for a lot of what we do. Even when we deal with some of our larger customers that aren't a single location kind of thing, their business is still heavily dependent on tourist stuff. But there are several stories I would have loved to have gotten to. I wasn't going to be able to get to everything today, even if I'd been able to start right on time, which unfortunately didn't happen. But there's a few I definitely need to get to for various reasons. This one, of course, is probably the biggest story in my mind right now. Because we've been told, we don't have a personal issue with Donald Trump. That's what we've heard from the Democrats. It's not personal. We just believe that Orange Man is bad. And now, evidently, Nancy Pelosi seems to think Orange Man's fat, too. I don't know if Nancy, being from Northern California, doesn't realize that a good orange is supposed to be round. But she literally referred to Donald Trump as being morbidly obese. Now, the Donald, as he has gotten older, is probably not as trim as he once was. But without knowing his exact weight and his body fat and all that, I think it's a bit of a stretch to call him morbidly obese. Obviously, a intentional insult, but that's not the story. That's just Nancy Pelosi being Nancy Pelosi. The story to me that I still haven't heard a whole lot of people talking about is the fact that the House Democrats have told the Supreme Court as of this past Monday, that was yesterday as of the time of the live broadcast, that they need secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation to determine whether or not to impeach Donald Trump again. This is being reported by CNN, but then it kind of went quiet. The House Judiciary Committee, led by ranking member Jerry Nadler, talk about morbidly obese, has been seeking to obtain the witness materials held by the Justice Department for months. Now, as the case is set to go before the Supreme Court, the committee is not shying away from saying they want the documents to see if new articles of impeachment can be brought. It's official. They want to go after Donald Trump again. Now, they're claiming at this point they simply didn't have enough information to go after him. Then why did you proceed would be my question. It takes too long to go – you go through the court. Anyway, in the new court filings, general counsel Douglas Lutter, who was handpicked by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, wrote that, quote, the committee's impeachment investigation related to obstruction of justice pertaining to the Russian investigation is still ongoing. So here's the upshot. If this material reveals new evidence supporting the collusion that President Trump committed impeachable offenses that are not covered by the previous articles, well, then the committee will proceed accordingly, including, if necessary, by considering whether to recommend new articles of impeachment. The Justice Department has asked the Supreme Court to block the release of the materials until it was able to review them, arguing that once Congress views the materials, their secrecy will simply be lost. There'll be no way to put that cat back in the bag, if you will. And I think they got a pretty good point, because with everything that we're seeing from Obamagate, it's clear that the Democrats are more than happy to leak anything that they feel might be remotely damaging to the president. Even if it's not really an issue, but they can spin it to look like one. We've seen this from the beginning. It's kind of a legitimate thing here. But you know what? I can already hear the voices clamoring out. The Justice Department's asking the Supreme Court to block the release. Oh my goodness, more obstruction. Coming from the same folks that targeted General Flynn, coming from the same folks that are claiming that unmasking of people is normal, it's regular, it happens all the time. And to a degree, they're kind of right. Except they're not really right, because here's the difference. When certain members of an administration ask for an unmasking of an American citizen, it has to be pertinent to an investigation. You have to be a person who's in a position to need to know who this person is for one reason or another. Now, you can make a statement that – and I use the terminology investigation in a very broad sense, by the way. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a official, we're investigating the actions of the Russian ambassador, blah, 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 blah. It could be as simple of a matter of we're considering giving a clearance level, a possibly a higher clearance level to someone that's supposed to be hired by the administration. But before we're willing to share certain information, we need to know what kind of conversations are going on and with whom. So we have this, a clear-cut conversation going on the record with a unknown American citizen. We may need to ask, who is this person? How did they get caught in the list? So there are legitimate reasons to ask for the unmasking, and it's not that uncommon for the unmasking to happen. However, here's the part that they're not saying. It's not particularly common for a whole buttload of administration officials across various departments in various positions, from the head of the IRS to the head of the Justice Department to the head of the FBI to the freaking Vice President of the United States. In fact, it's extremely rare the Vice President of the United States would ever need to do so. It's not very common that that many people ask for the unmasking of the same person within a short period of time. And it is certainly not common for the Vice President of the United States to be asking for an unmasking in the first place. Don't forget, Joe Biden's name is very prominent on the list, especially at a point in time that not only is there no reason for him to be doing any unmasking, but he was literally 8 days away from leaving office at the time he did it. So what's the question? Now, all that is not common. That's not normal. It's not business as usual. It should raise an eyebrow. Reasonable people should be asking a question because it seems to go well beyond the realm of simple, just a strange occurrence, simply coincidence, right? We already know that Barack Obama was aware that this was going on. He had been briefed, although they had to make it very clear, he wasn't asking for specific information. He's the one who told them, he's the one that directed them, don't close the case on Flynn. We know now that the case against General Flynn was about to be ended. They saw no reason to proceed. Don't do it yet. We've got a reason. And, of course, now a lot of people are mad at William Barr because William Barr came out and said, at this point, based on the information, I don't see any reason why Barack Obama or Joe Biden would be held up in a criminal investigation. Now, there's two things at play here. First of all, he was very vague in the statement, and he added some important qualifiers. So for those of you that are just already mad, you need to think about two things. First of all, those qualifiers doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that right now, based on what they're seeing, he's got no reason to tip his hand if they are investigating and think they're going that way. And I say if because I think you kind of have to look into it. But the other side of this little equation is also that before you can go after somebody criminally, you actually have to have a crime that was committed. And simply going about this business and targeting somebody, you have the authority, even though there's things that you probably shouldn't do, even though there's things that's probably morally questionable, some of these things simply aren't against the law. But then that takes us back again to all the left trying to defend everybody on this list because at the end of the day, there were some laws broken. It's not just a case of a strange coincidence. It's not just a case of this being well above the normal, average, common, we're unmasking an American citizen in a phone call, but somebody leaked that information, and those leaks are what is illegal. Whoever leaked it, and here's where cynical people like myself will ultimately keep coming back to the same old thing. Some low-level lackey is going to end up having to fall on the sword. They're going to have to end up being the fall guy because they didn't cover their backsides well enough, or they're the one that actually maybe just following orders, or maybe simply following what they believe to be an implied order. See, a lot of wiggle room, a lot of plausible deniability, but they're still the one that actually did the leaking. So they're the one that actually committed the crime. So they're the ones who will be held accountable. And the people behind it will still go about their daily business with little to nothing to answer for. Meanwhile, Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi continue waging war against the orange man every way they can, rather than, I don't know, going and doing the people's business, going and doing the job that they begged for. And again, I know you're probably tired of me saying this, but yes, these people begged for these jobs. That's what campaigning is. Now, it may not seem like, oh, please, 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 but that's still what campaigning is. It's like, hey, vote for me. This is what I'm going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And I really, really would appreciate your vote. Now, a lot of them will project confidence and professionalism, and it's not going to sound like it. But at the end of the day, campaigning for the job is begging for the job. In fact, all these people, they go around begging for more money so they can go and do more begging for the jobs. And then they so rarely do it. Anyway, the Justice Department has asked the Supreme Court to block the release of these materials, not forever, until they can review them. But the House Democrats are fighting that motion, arguing that the Judiciary Committee must see the materials without delay in order to continue their never-ending impeachment quest. I mean, these people are trying to impeach the orange man more than Galahad was trying to find the Holy Grail. That is their quest. They've been given a quest. Should the Supreme Court grant the Justice Department its request, another months-long delay could ensue. And they want to avoid that because they really, really want to try to have Donald Trump caught back up in another impeachment issue going into the election. They want to keep the country shut down until then. But I think at this point, they've come to the realization that the American people are not going to stay in their homes, huddling in the closet with a blanket over their head, hiding from the virus that came from China for very much longer. Most folks have stopped doing that already. So now they're back to recycling the old plan because Plan C, while it looked like it was a winner, has still fizzled out. They tipped it too early, but they honestly believed that they could do all this, and didn't they believe they could convince Donald Trump into being the orange man who's bad and into being the tyrant they always claimed he was going to be? So shock of shocks, Donald Trump not only still gave way too much recognition to some credentialed people and followed some recommendations a little too closely. That's my opinion, for whatever that's worth. And some of you share it, some of you don't. That's fine. But he still gave way too much credence to accreditations to a governmental bureaucrat who's been working in a governmental capacity since 1984? Do you think this is the guy who's going to tell you, okay, yes, it's still going to present some risk, but there are times when the government's not the answer? Do you expect that to be the guy to say that? Because if you do, you ain't been paying attention, boys and girls. They want to delay, and they want to fight about it, but they want their hands on it. Again, I don't believe there's really anything they're going to find there. But at the same time, they know Donald Trump's going to fight, and they know that for every step of that fight, they can keep claiming obstruction. Because you know what? When the justice system is looking to railroad you for one reason or another, everything you do is an effort to obstruct their ultimate goal. It's called offering a defense. The saddest part here is that the overwhelming majority of people that are leading on the front line of this fight to impeach 45, they're at least in name lawyers. So they know what's the difference between the legal definition of obstruction of justice and what is, in fact, just mounting a defense. They know if they were a defense attorney what they would recommend. They know what strategies should be used, and they would have no qualms against using it for a client of their own, no matter how guilty they may believe their client to be. Because, again, a vigorous defense is the only way our system works. Everyone is entitled to that vigorous defense, right? Letter, again, the attorney that was personally selected by Nancy Pelosi, also made the statement that this substantial delay will seriously endanger the committee's ability to complete its impeachment investigation during the current Congress. This means that House Democrats want to consider more impeachment charges before the end of this year. Now, part of it is because they think, they hope, they have their fingers crossed that this might, just might, influence the upcoming election. But part of it, too, is that they know that a lot of Americans have seen through the very thin veil of tyrannical desire that runs through their little blue blood. Yeah, you know, because Democrats are blue. Their party, the blue party. Okay. You're in a blue state, blue blood. If you have to explain it, it's not that funny. The point is still a simple one, and it's a clear one. It's clear cut. They know that a lot of people and a lot of states that ordinarily are Democratic strongholds aren't very happy with how Democrats have handled the COVID lockdown. In a lot of districts, we're hearing grumblings from people who have been very dedicated Democratic voters for decades. They're saying that they're not voting Democrat this right now. Maybe this is just big talk. Maybe by the time they get to the voting booth, I mean, there's still a lot of time between now and November, assuming we get voting booths, assuming that the Democrats don't get their way and have mail-in votes, and we know what kind of shenanigans are going to happen then. Expect huge wins for Democrats from out of the blue, despite what polling might have said before. Not that you can expect to see very many honest polls. Because as we all know, going into the election year, the polls always seem to lean towards the more leftist ideologies. And then as we get closer and closer to Election Day, they get closer to the reality, because all these pollsters really don't want to be remembered that our last poll was so ridiculously wrong, because then nobody's going to listen to them ever again. They lose their validity. They're afraid. They're not going to get another chance to impeach Donald Trump if this election goes the way it's looking right now. They want to manipulate it. They want to control it. They want to impeach 45. Impeach 45. I can't help. They're going down this rabbit hole. They're going to take America with them again, and it's not going to matter They're going to defend Barack Obama. So Obamagate's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. They're going to protect their boy Joe Biden as best they can. We've got to protect Joe Biden. He's a good man. He's just being Uncle Joe. They're going to do all this business. At the end of the day, you're not likely to find much honesty in the media one way or the other unless you're listening to independent news sources. So buckle up, hang on to the ride, and look for impeachment part two. Going to get some American history. We're going to go ahead and take that break. Going to play a little music going in. In the meanwhile, you guys don't go anywhere. For those of you that I'm saying goodbye to, remember, don't take my word for it. Definitely don't take their word for it. Be prepared to put in some effort. And more importantly, to use your brain if you really want to tap into the truth. For those of you who are here live, don't go anywhere. Hour number two starts right after this.
Smell the dust, feel the sun. Fingers twitch just above the gun. Hear the wind cross the plain. There is no fear that I must contain. And I'm in the eye of the hurricane. I see the sweat across his brow. I'm poised to draw in eternal now. The fastest one is the one who's slain. I still stand, got the better aim. And I'm in the eye of the
Hello and welcome to today's broadcast of Tap Into the Truth. Hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are and whatever you may be doing, with all the usual caveats, of course. With you as always, I'm your ever so humble host, Jim Tapp, coming to you live from historic Roane County, Tennessee. However, most of you fine folks listening to this broadcast do not listen to it live, and of course that's fine. The more of you that listen, the happier I am. What host isn't? Most of you are listening to the rebroadcast from places like KYAH 540 AM and Utah's Talk Authority, or WCET FM, great radio station hanging out in Columbia, South Carolina. Perhaps High Point Radio 1690 AM in the New Jersey area. KDIL 105.7 FM in Kennewick, Washington, and KOII 94.5 FM in Flagstaff, Arizona. Those are the current members of the Tap Into the Truth terrestrial radio broadcast family, and thank you guys so very much for being a part of it. And thank you for listening there. For your benefit, time of the live broadcast is Tuesday night. It's May 19th, it is 2020, and that might be why some of this may sound a little dated by the time you hear this. Also, the same would be true if you happen to listen via podcast, although you're going to get to hear the entirety of what we're doing here in one big slot. Hopefully, you're still here. This is the second hour of what's ordinarily a two-hour live broadcast. We got Chief hanging out with us in the chat room. I'm pretty certain Casey's probably hanging out with us in the WCETFM.com chat room. And I'm pretty sure Cajun is listening and really wishing I would do more to make his job easier, because I don't do well in doing that. All right. Like I said, had some technical glitches at the top of the show, and there was a lot of stuff I wanted to get into a little bit. So I'm going to give you some headlines. Maybe we'll get a chance to come back to them. But there are some stories out there that I want to cover more, because they are follow-ups to Sunday's broadcast. First and foremost, an important headline out there. Michael Flynn, of course, has asked an appeals court to force the judge hearing his case to drop the case against him. I think it's pretty reasonable. The judge in this case, I've heard mixed opinions from multiple locations, multiple sources, people that are in the legal profession and people that actually know the judge in question. And some of them just seem to think that a lot of what he's up to here isn't so much that he's anti-Trump or anti-Flynn. It's just he doesn't like it when the Justice Department pulls what is, in his view, shenanigans. And he believes that given the testimony in front of them, the fact that Michael Flynn was coerced into pleading guilty on multiple occasions, the fact that Michael Flynn signed an agreement that said he would not try to withdraw his guilty plea and all these other things, the judges don't like that kind of thing, because the Justice Department has a slam dunk closed case at that point. He's admitted to it more than once. He's admitted to it in court. He's said to a judge that he understands what he's admitted. But the whole thing here is that he was clearly railroaded in this condition. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do something wrong. Okay, I want to make that clear. But I do want to say that he was clearly railroaded. There was clearly targeting here, and there was clearly the actions of a deep state that targeted a citizen that the current occupier of the White House simply did not like for multiple reasons, and someone who could have been dangerous to their administration. Oh, let's say if at some point down the road there were to be investigations. Now, I don't suspect that's actually going to happen, but you don't get to have airtight defenses if you just let everybody know where the bodies are buried, if you get my colloquialism. So anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Bottom line is the judge in this case has done something that is unprecedented in asking for an amicus brief. Amicus brief. Basically asking friends of the court, somebody from the outside of this case, somebody who's got nothing to do with this case, to come in and try to convince him to continue to prosecute. ultimately, the way the law works, it is up to the judge. He can decide to continue. It's not going to matter much because the Justice Department's made it clear that they have no intentions of putting in a prosecution. And without the prosecution working to move forward, the results would be the same as if they just dismissed it. And lots of ways, I think it might almost be better if he didn't give them the motion and they went ahead and went to trial and had no choice but to acquit him. I think that might work out better for Michael Flynn, because later on down the line, when there's different people in the Justice Department, if the case is simply dismissed, unless it's dismissed with prejudice, which I haven't heard that that's on the table, things could be really different. So we'll see what happens. Also, interesting piece of information that maybe not a lot of you are hearing because it's something that the mainstream media is not really preaching. The CDC has updated its guidance to say that COVID-19 does not spread easily through touching contaminated surfaces, meaning the person-to-person is still is your most likely way to contract COVID-19. If somebody comes along, coughs off on a surface, then you come along and you touch the surface, you're not at a particularly high risk of contracting the disease from a contaminated surface. So hey, that's good news, right? I think it's good news. We've also got a case where the infamous Susan Rice self email has now been declassified by the DNI and has been released. So a lot of people are going to be talking about that for the remainder of the evening, make no doubt about it. Alan Dershowitz has said that the state has every right to plunge a needle into your arm and forcibly vaccinate its citizens. That's a little bit of a surprise. I mean, Alan Dershowitz is a lefty. Okay, we've known that for a while. No surprise, no shock. But since the impeachment scam, since the Russian collusion delusion has been the forefront, Alan had kind of been standing up for the Constitution, had kind of been standing up for the idea of due process. This seems to be a little bit of a turn from that. I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with you, Alan. I'm afraid I'm going to have to say that no, the state does not have the right to freaking plunge a needle into the arm of any citizen, regardless of what your rationale. Regardless of your rationale, you do not have the right to violate my body in that fashion. You do not have the right to violate the bodies of any other citizens of this great nation. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that you don't have the right to do that to any non-citizen who happens to be in this country. Forcible vaccinations are not a viable, reasonable thing for the government to do. So, Alan, I'm not sure what you're thinking here, buddy. I know you've got a legal argument, but your legal argument is based on a false premise, and the Constitution is going to swipe that down pretty quickly, my friend. Also, Harvard professor who wants to ban homeschooling says that it's used – talking about homeschooling now – it's used to indoctrinate children with extreme ideologies, you know, like Christianity. Oh, what an extremist ideology. How dare you be a Christian? How dare you believe in brotherly love? How dare you believe in a Savior who asked you to turn the other cheek at least once? Doesn't ask you to be a weakling. Doesn't tell you to stand down. In fact, a Savior that does tell you that there is a time to stand up and fight. But, you know, it's an extreme ideology. You know, being someone that wants to worship a death cult, that's not an extreme ideology. Somebody that wants you to believe that the state is the answer to everything. Let the government take – that's not an extremist idea. Someone that wants you to believe that communism and socialism is the answer to all of the modern woe. Those aren't extremists. But Christianity, Wow. Who would have thought homeschooling could be used in such a devious fashion? So as you can imagine, based on those headlines, you can now see why I said that I had a lot of things I would love to have talked about. In fact, I've used up a big chunk of the time I have allotted going over just those headlines. So how's that? Just the headlines. I haven't even got to the two stories that I really want to try to get to yet. And I'm going to be hard-pressed to do it, but let's see. Let me crack the old knuckles. Let me shift a little in the chair, and let's see if we can't do this. Those of you who listen to Sunday's show heard me talk about how Gavin Newsom, governor of California, was bound and determined to start on this Monday of this week. That'd have been May the 18th, to start giving out free cash to illegal migrants in the state. It was bound and determined. We talked about how much of it was going to be taxpayer dollars and how much of it was going to be donated from the private sector, charitable organizations. And you know what? If charitable organizations want to just give away their money to whatever, that's fine. But in a state that is broke, my friend Gavin, maybe it's probably not a good idea, you know, just to just give away a bunch of money to people that don't actually have a legal right to be there, no matter how much you want them to be there. Maybe it's a better idea. In a time where you're cutting your education budget by over $18 million, maybe it's not the best time to just up and give away money to illegal migrants. You know, I'm just spitballing here. Clearly, you're the Democrat, so you already know way more than I do. I concede. You're the governor of a great state with a lot of great people in it. I love California. I've been fortunate enough to get to visit a few times. What comes as a shock to most people on this side of the Mississippi, if they've never been there, is there's a lot of great conservatives in the state. California really isn't that far away from being a red state. They just keep getting outvoted quite often in those population centers. You get outside of the likes of San Francisco and Oakland and Los Angeles. You get out to some of the farming communities and some of the more rural areas. It's almost a lynching offense to be a Democrat. Obviously, I'm kidding a little bit. Most conservatives are pretty mild-mannered when it comes to daily interaction. We're not the revolutionaries. We want to change things through equity and logic and the rule of law. We're not typically revolutionaries. When you push conservatives to revolutionary thought, you done went and done it, and you're probably not going to like how it turns out. But anyway, we talked about Gavin Newsom and his big plan. So they started Monday. So what was the result? Well, on the first day that California's coronavirus relief program for illegals or undocumented migrants went live, the phone lines crashed within an hour because so many people were trying to take advantage. Now, it was reported in the New York Times, so I'm going to take a little bit from their reporting. You know, since they're still trying to pretend they're a newspaper. Now, the program was designed to offer, as we talked about Sunday, $500 per person with a $1,000 per household, up to 150,000 illegal migrants, Californians. An estimated 2 million of the nation's nearly 11 million illegal migrants reside in California, according to most estimates. I tend to think those numbers are pretty much well off. I think there's a lot more illegal migrants in the country than 11 million. But again, that's just my bias based on things that I've seen. I haven't done a personal count, so I can't attest to it. Now, the aid is supposed to have been available on a first-come, first-served basis, and it fueled an early onslaught of calls. These people came crawling out of the shadows to make a phone call. They wanted to be first in line because, like what I was saying Sunday, seems to me like that cash is going to go pretty fast. Not just because I really think there's way more of them in California than their estimates, but also because these people do know how to use a phone, and most of them got one thanks to Obama. Still in service. Obama phones didn't go away. We just stopped giving out new ones. The state enlisted the help of 12 nonprofit groups to vet applications and to take calls. One organization, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, loved the name. They reported more than 600,000 calls in the first 90 minutes after the phone lines were opened. Some people seeking the benefits reportedly spent hours trying to call in without being able to get through, with many just receiving a message to call again later. And hey, you know what, guys? I can relate to that. I can't. I've got some empathy for you guys. If you're an illegal migrant in the state of California and you, for some reason you're listening to this, been trying to call on a semi-regular basis to get a hold of somebody to talk about my unemployment from where I got laid off because of Corona. And I have not been able to talk to an actual person for more than 2 seconds, and they will hang up on me and claim that these are just disconnections to the system because it wasn't designed to handle so many calls. But lots of times I don't even get to talk to a person. Lots of times I just get disconnected once I get to the point where I'm supposed to get to talk to a person. A lot of folks are frustrated. It's even more frustrating when you start running into people that you know for a fact weren't laid off, didn't file their first claim until mid-April, and now they are receiving their unemployment benefits. I'm back in the freaking middle of March and still can't even talk to somebody. Just get the same messages online. This is benefit. So anyway, I feel you guys. I do. Now, California officials justify the program by pointing out that unauthorized workers make up about 10% of the state's total workforce and are more likely to work in low-income jobs that have been eliminated by COVID-19's pandemic, such as food service and hotel work. Now, I would like to point out that that's actually an admission on their part, a very racist program where they're trying to create and maintain a permanent underclass because they recognize those are the jobs they have to take. Well, you people need to know your place, and we're going to try to keep you here because they need somebody to pick their lettuce and to make their bed and to mow their lawn. They don't want them going back to Guatemala because things are actually better there for a change. They don't want them to leave. They need them. I mean, but they say that conservatives are the racist ones. Newsom said that when the program was unveiled back in April, every Californian, including our undocumented neighbors and friends, should know that California is here to support them during this crisis. We're all in this together. Program, of course, is costing the state $75 million, with, of course, that additional $50 million coming from the private groups, as we talked about on Sunday. Newsom has said California is in a dire financial situation with a $54.3 billion state budgetary deficit and desperately in need of federal aid while they're giving away $75 million to people that don't have a legal right to be there. And Nancy Pelosi wants to act like it's wrong of conservatives to be asking the question of why are you trying to sneak so much stuff into this bill. why are you trying to sneak so much stuff in into this round four of coronavirus relief, Nancy? Could it be because you know that the rest of us here Americans, we're on to your game, and you just want to make sure you try to get it pushed through real quick before and we get a chance to figure out what you're really up to, the big leftist wish list where we destroy this country and end our liberty? Ah, Tim, you're talking in hyperbole again, and you're over the top. Am I? Am I really? They've been chipping away and chipping away for a while, and they're not chipping away anymore. They're out to using jackhammers and dynamite to try and blast away the remnants of our once great civilization here. And again, this is how they do it. It's straight up Cloward and Pippin. It's straight up destroy from within. This nation, as she was founded, could never fall due to enemies from outside. It was an impossibility. The only way to make this nation fall was to force it to crumble from the inside. And they have been awful dadgum good at making that happen, haven't they? Chief in the chat room just said, just get a Muslim homeschooler to complain. That'll shut up the post-haste. I don't know. We got Duck and Dive joining us in the chat room. Just popped in. Great to have you here, Duck. Thanks for joining us. It is a little bit past that halfway point on the hour, which isn't exactly the halfway point of the broadcast for what's going to be this hour. But, you know, timing is timing. Let's take that midpoint break, and we'll start it off as we had been with the CDC PSAs. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
You can always tell the heart of a man by the final decisions he makes after being wrongfully treated. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. We all know about the hell that brutish Democrats unleashed upon Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones because he exercised his unalienable right to support President Donald Trump. At first, after Representative Jones dared to appreciate the positive aspects of the U.S. economy upon the black American community due to tax cuts and a reduction in regulations, Representative Jones was ready to fold up his tent and quit his elected position. But after a bit of thought, Representative Jones explained that Democrats used and abused folks in his community for far too long, taking our votes for granted. He also stated that black Americans are waking up. An uprising is near, he announced, in his support for President Trump. Representative Jones added, quote, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The party left me. And I will not allow the Democrats to bully me into submission. I will not let them win. Thank you, Representative Vernon Jones of Georgia, for displaying the heart of an eagle that rises above the fray and the little chickens and not allowing the leftist bullies to intimidate you. Let liberty prevail. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. In this period of sequester of millions of Americans, including veterans, health care is even more important. The Department of Veterans Affairs Video Connect mobile application enables you to connect with the virtual medical room. In the virtual medical room, you can participate in a video healthcare visit. A hands-on physician examination is not required. You access your provider on a scheduled date and time, just like a face-to-face visit at the clinic examining room. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Get enrolled in the VA healthcare system. Have an email account where the link to the virtual medical room can be sent. For more information about this important service, go to va.gov, search for VA Video Connect service. Quality healthcare is just a click away. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, Americans. Tim Tapp here again for the Tap into the Truth Voter Apathy Project. Are you someone that believes that taking guns away from law-abiding citizens makes America safer? Do you believe that fewer police in the communities that are suffering from the highest rates of crime is a good idea? Do you believe that Hollywood celebrities are so much smarter than the rest of us that we should listen to what they have to say and live our lives the way they want us to? Then congratulations, you've got what it takes to be part of the Voter Apathy Project. You've already demonstrated that you don't care enough to understand why the framers created the Second Amendment in the first place. You've also demonstrated that you don't care enough to understand crime statistics and why they matter. And you've also demonstrated that you're simply not willing to think for yourself. So, if you've said yes to any of those questions, maybe instead of going to go vote, you should just go watch another movie. This has been Tim Tapp reminding you that if you don't care enough to tap into the truth, you should just stay home on election day.
Pet Connect Plus offers a connection to your pet, living or past, with the use of tarot. Ruby, the owner and intuitive reader for Pet Connect Plus, will make a connection to your pet for guidance on specific questions in general past, present, and future readings of your pet. A connection with an owner and a pet together will run $55 for 50 minutes, or a connection with one pet alone is $35 for 30 minutes. What a deal. Pet Connect Plus can be found at PetConnectPlus.com and on Facebook at Pet Connect Plus. Connect with Pet Connect Plus so we can make a connection with your beloved pet to provide them with a fulfilling and rewarding relationship with you. Get connected today. PetConnectPlus.com.
Until recently, the public library, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and Cub Scouts were safe bastions of good influence for young Americans. But my, how times have changed. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. My wonder years as a Cub Scout and later Boy Scout were filled with being taught about the importance of being honest, thrifty, obedient to parents, camping, jamboree, patriotism, helping the elderly, etc. Those moral lessons taught in both the Cubs and Boy Scouts reflected and were an extension of the values we first learned at home and in church. But as our republic morphed away from Judeo-Christian ethics into an amoral mobocracy via government school indoctrination of one generation after another, in many circles, good moral standards were done away with and replaced with corruptive teachings that are now even taught to toddlers in public libraries. Where Christmas is banned, along with wholesome stories like Huckleberry Finn, but drag queens are there to teach little ones how to twerk, and even worse. If America is to remain great, we the people must fight to reestablish that which is good in the sight of God. If not,
forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Information about children with this disease is limited, but they are known to have had mild symptoms. Many organizations are responding accordingly, depending upon their area. It's best to stay home and away from others, especially when sick, and continue following healthy hand wash guidelines, covering mouth and nose and not touching your face or high-touch surfaces. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly, and for more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Food independence, emergency preparedness, self-reliance. MyPatriotSupply.com. Get our survival seed vault and feed your family from your own garden for just $37.95. Our non-hybrid heirloom seeds are genuinely American, just like you. Your survival needs and survival seeds are at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Self-reliance. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for staying with me through that very brief break. And I would like to remind you, each and every one of you, that if you are interested in My Patriot Supply, then if you'll do me a small favor before you go to check them out, follow the link in today's show description. That way you'll have an opportunity to go there, take a look around, and if you decide to make a purchase, enunciation being important, you'll not only be helping yourself be better prepared in the future, but you'll be helping to support the show as well. So follow that link if you will. If you are at the BTR home broadcasting platform, you can just simply hit the link that says My Patriot Supply. If you are listening at iHeartRadio, Spotify, one of the multitude of other places that maybe you listen to podcasts, then directly under My Patriot Supply, you will see the full link right there. So if you would like to copy and paste that into your web browser, it will take you to the page that will land you where I will get credit for sending you there, and then I can get paid too. So thank you so much for that consideration. If you are listening to the rebroadcast, however, on one of the great terrestrial radio stations that does that, then I would ask you to go to tapintothetruth.com. That's T-A-P-P intothetruth.com. And you will see on the homepage, scroll down just a little bit, there is a push button link that will again take you to My Patriot Supply, and I will get credit for sending you there. However, let me tell you right now, according to the last messages I've got from My Patriot Supply, due to coronavirus, they are out of stock on everything except for the 4-week starter packs. So you can get those still immediately, and they are still shipping first come, first serve. They're still taking orders for everything, but it will be first come, first serve. So again, if there's something there on the main page that you want to take a look at that you really, really want, might not be a bad idea to go ahead and place that order in advance and get yourself in line. Just saying. All right. Now, speaking of being in line, sometimes you go somewhere and the lines are really long. Things get really crowded. People look to take advantage of good opportunities. And then there are some things that sound really good, but opportunities for some of us are hindrances for others. And this is kind of one of those stories, and it's a follow-up, again, to stories that we've talked about in the past, and it has a lot to do with California once again, spending some time in California. Before I dive too far into the story, I would like to touch on another headline that was out there today, as Ilhan Omar seems to be caught up in a fundraising gimmick that seems to be, it seems like it might have been a scam. It looks like she was setting up and propagating a website so that you would send money to her to help feed people who were struggling due to coronavirus in her home district. But until she got caught, there didn't seem to be any indication that she actually was going to send any of this cash anywhere other than her own reelection campaign. That's been the allegation. Now, she did get caught. She did eventually send the money. She did try to get a photo op. But what's interesting here is the imam that actually runs two of the charities that were involved and was headlining the this effort to help get food into the community, he had flat out told Ilhan Omar that she was not to be a part of this. And he had told other people that she played no role in this and got rather upset when she showed up trying to get video footage for presumably a campaign ad of her there helping to facilitate the poor starving people in the community getting food when Donald Trump has turned a blind eye to their plight. It'll be real interesting to see how this plays out. And you know what? I would love to give Omar the benefit of the doubt. I would love to. If she didn't already have a track history of questionable campaign finance decisions. Anyway, that's just something else that I had to make sure I touched on, because something tells me by the time I get back on the air again, I probably won't have time for it. Now, as promised, well over a month into Governor Gavin Newsom's temporary housing plan for at-risk homeless people. You guys remember that? We talked about it in the past. I'm sure you've heard about it in other places. He used taxpayer dollars to rent spaces in hotels. Well into a month, well over a month into the program, California is struggling to fill hotel rooms, and some of the individual counties are seeing mixed results. According to the Los Angeles Times, they reported that the governor's office had secured over 15,619 hotel rooms across the state as of this past Monday via the Project Room Key initiative. And the Project Room Key initiative, of course, seeks to put homeless people most at risk of coronavirus complications into hotel rooms. Of these rooms, 7,700 remain empty. Now, the Times reported that the program, which operates largely at the county level, has also run into different logistical problems depending on the region. For example, in Los Angeles County, the government hasn't been able to negotiate room contracts fast enough, prompting activists to call for the county to seize the hotel industry. You caught that, right? I don't have to say it again. I'm going to say it again. In Los Angeles County, where some of the more high-dollar hotels are, these hotels weren't willing to negotiate prices that fit the budget. So it took a while for them to negotiate and work around and get to a price point where they felt comfortable trying to put some folks in here. But because they were actually getting enough people to volunteer to come stay in these hotel rooms, it became so difficult that activists on the street said, city, county, state of California, take over these hotels. Yeah, that's very American, isn't it? In the Sacramento area, the project has been slowed due to a lack of providers to help operate the hotels, a problem that could soon reach Los Angeles as well, meaning the hotels, the rooms that they're renting to actual regular paying customers aren't being filled because people aren't traveling because of COVID-19. So then they're having to lay off employees. So then there's not enough employees there to actually operate the hotels. So then these rooms become meaningless because these people are not capable of taking care of themselves. And certainly can't be turned loose in a hotel without, you know, somebody to watch them, at the very least. I mean, they could act like rock stars. It is Los Angeles, after all, you know, trashing the place. Held Marston, the interim executive director of the Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority, told the Los Angeles Times, quote, "Unless we can bring in more human capital to do this work, we're going to have a hard time continuing to expand capacity." Now, again, remember, these folks are talking about expanding capacity when the majority of the rooms that have been acquired in the state are still empty. Clearly, other communities don't want them shipping these homeless people to the other hotels that are not in these communities. that would be a logistical issue, but it's also a community issue and could also lead to the spread of COVID-19 to areas that may not be as heavily impacted by it. So it's troubling. If only there had been someone who had tried to warn the lefties out in California, somebody who maybe tried to talk some sense into Gavin Newsom before they tried to implement this program, or perhaps even criticized a bit in the use of California taxpayer dollars on a program like this when it so clearly is fundamentally flawed and had not been well thought out. Could a program like this probably would need at least an 18-month head start before you try to implement it. But, you know, Democrats on the fly will throw a bunch of money at it, and then when things don't work out, rather than actually analyze it and see what went wrong, we'll just throw even more money at it and claim that that was the reason why it didn't work in the first place. We just didn't spend enough. We need to double down. We need to triple down. We need to quadruple down. You know what? Now we need the federal government to come in and give us relief and take care of this problem, because we're determined to give $75 million to illegal migrants. We're determined to cut our state education budget by $18 million at a time that we're doing this. We are going to have a $54 billion deficit. Deficit, Gavin. It's a deficit. You don't have the surplus. You have a budgetary deficit. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this. You think? As of Tuesday afternoon, San Francisco had procured 3,178 hotel rooms and RV units through the alternative housing program, of which 2,176 are ready to be occupied, but only 1,347 actually were occupied. In addition to providing rehabilitation services for homeless people, you think that might be part of the issue? Most of these homeless people that we're talking about in these communities don't want rehabilitation. They want to be on the streets. That's not the right place for them. They shouldn't be there, but they don't want rehabilitation. They don't want to jump through hoops. They found out that life on the streets is tough. It's hard, but there is a certain freedom to it. It's not great, but it sure beats having to be answerable to every little bureaucratic tyrant wannabe that becomes a social worker. And that's not to say that all social workers are tyrant wannabes, but there are plenty of tyrant wannabes that go into social work. So in addition to providing these rehabilitation services, the San Francisco Department of Health said that it would provide free alcohol and tobacco obtained through private donations to some participants in the program to discourage them from leaving. Now, hold up. You're giving them alcohol and tobacco? You're going to hook them up to drink and smoke? Aren't most of the places in California smoke-free hotel rooms? I mean, they are smoke-free zones, right? Managed alcohol and tobacco use makes it possible to increase the number of guests who stay in isolation and quarantine, and notably protects the health of people who might otherwise need hospital care for life-threatening alcohol withdrawal. That was in a statement from the health department. Man, these folks in California see a problem and they have no clue how to try to solve it. I don't understand their thinking. I don't understand that you can even claim their thinking. I really don't think they are. Chief in the chat room, paraphrasing Joe Walsh, I live in hotels. Tear out the walls. I have Newsom pay for it all. I'm digging it. It's going to have to be it for me for today. I can't go any deeper into this story because this is the part where I start pulling out my hair and losing my mind. But typical leftist solutions. Clearly not a solution at all. Just a way to waste more money. But hey, remember, whatever else you do, don't take my word for it. Definitely, definitely don't take their word for it. Be prepared to put in some effort and, more importantly, to use your brain if you really want to tap into the truth. And for the remainder of the COVID-19 crisis, also remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and please be smart, even if it goes against your nature. I'm out, but I'll be back tomorrow. Join me live then. Good night, everybody.
Using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mao Amin, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. Is using both hands. Well, I prefer the 308 to the tiny 223. Gives me more than 1,000 yards to protect my family.
Using both hands.